Everybody, this is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found at the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com, and it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the privilege and pleasure to meet yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Sharon. I probably didn't say that right, but
hello.
Hi, nice to have you on the show today.
Nice to meet you. Meet you, Pam.
Yes, I'm very happy that you're here too, and I'm just looking forward to having you share some of your story. So, to get us started, would you mind formally introducing yourself, who you are, where you're from, what keeps you busy?
Sure. I'm Mess. Living in Israel. I'm an economist.
Oh,
recently graduated my master's in behavioral economics, and two girls, May and Celine.
Wow, nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to keep me busy.
Yeah. Yeah, what you just said certainly can keep you busy. How old are your girls?
11 and 7 and a half.
Okay. Okay. That's a good age.
Pretty. Yeah. It's getting better.
Yeah, but the 11 year old is going to be a teenager soon.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you'll have your hands full then.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Work at hospital. Quality department, and I've been a member of the Israeli stuttering association for years now, and running the Facebook groups and translating materials and media and everything that's needed, and just recently I finished my research thesis, which studied the relationship between mindfulness and self passion and the experience of stuttering. So it was a long one, right?
Do you have time to sleep?
Hardly.
Yeah, I mean, oh my goodness, yeah. I don't think I've talked to somebody who is quite as busy as you are. Now, you said that you're an economist and that you recently got your master's degree.
Yeah.
What made you decide to get involved in that field?
Actually, my BA psychology and economics. So when I applied to master's psychology, the person that was viewing me why would you choose a profession that quiet requires a lot of speaking. So I just said that doesn't matter psychologist gonna be so somehow life took me to behave economics, which is a nation of psychology and economics. So it worked out pretty good in the end. It was fun.
Yeah. It sounds it. Now, was that professor like what was he trying to imply that you wouldn't be able to do it?
Exactly. She did. She was pretty straight forward. But still life took me in the path that I needed to go through.
Yeah. So what was it like in university, you know, with your stuttering? I mean, you know, how were professors and other students or classmates? How was that?
Yeah, actually, I did it. Didn't come to much difficulties because we did everything in groups and I didn't have to present anything. When I did, I sat and recorded myself and managed to get video, like in which, in sometimes I needed to talk like this in order to get through the presentation, but there are also studied in English, so couldn't switch words and their stuff. So the good part is that it's done.
So you used to switch words a lot. You're trying to, you know, trying to control or manage your stuttering.
Exactly. Until today, sentence in my mind and sentence as branches like in the beginning if I get stuck, these are my alternatives. This second word, if I get stuck, these are my alternatives. Energy consuming, so the still status, like
right,
evidently, like but when I'm so used to plan and analyze the entire sentence, so I just do it like the way I speak, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to what you're saying, because I did that for years myself. I was always incredibly ashamed of stuttering. So I always used to try to hide it. But mine is, you know, mild, moderate. So it was relatively easy to hide it, because I would do a lot of avoidance. And I also did, like, similar to what you did, like, my mind was constantly racing to figure out saying a word that I would not stutter on. So like you, it was like exhausting, because it was like mental gymnastics. But more importantly for me, when my mind was racing all the time, what I found when I was talking to somebody, I don't know what they said, because I wasn't listening. You know, I was only focused on what I was gonna say, and I didn't listen to them. So, like,
problem.
Yeah. So it was like I couldn't respond because I didn't know what they asked. And then I worried that they would feel like they weren't important, you know, that I wasn't listening to them. Did that ever happen with you? Like, you just get so lost in what you're going to say that you're not paying attention.
Actually, I've developed the capability to listen very active and now well, but I do it just the planning thing, just goes on automatically.
Oh,
like yeah. Still exhausting in my stuttering is very like this one demonstration. So usually say what I want to say, and Just learn to accept it and make people listen.
Well, you're lucky that you're able to do that. That is like evidence of what a good multitasker you are. You know, it just sounds like you're used to doing, you know, a lot at the same time. So, you know, it just sounds like you've figured out that balance in your head about talking and listening at the same time.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to, at least.
Yeah, yeah. So going back to what you demonstrated a little bit earlier, you said that sometimes you'll talk in that slow, prolonged way. Was that something that you learned in like speech therapy?
Therapy. It was 12, I think, or 11. And I just remember, Sounds silly now. Second, the age of 17. I don't know how my parents rinsed me even. No, no, why? You agreed? They asked us to speak in 2 seconds per vowel, and then 1 second per vowel, and then half a second per vowel. And in the clinic, it's going amazing, and everyone is sure that I stopped stuttering. And when I go out to real life, it just vanishes. But yeah, but no. Good thing that came out from this therapy is that they taught us CBT, so I could figuring concealing stutter was not the the only option. So from then I decided that no more therapy for me, and living in a peace with myself. So yeah,
that's really wonderful to hear, because I think particularly women, you know, we feel so compelled to hide our stuttering, or, you know, we hate ourselves because we feel like we're letting people down, like socially and in our family. But it sounds like you experienced what I felt when I did therapy. Very, very little. I only did about a year. That's all I could take of it, you know. But we're not broken. We don't need to be fixed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's society's answer, you know. If you have a difference or a disability, you know, there's either one of two things, right? You either fix it or you hide yourself, you know. And right. And it's just terrible that, you know, that unconscious bias exists in the world. And so many of us women buy into it, you know?
Exactly. My research I found that women experience more diverse effect of stuttering, like it's black on white, like
yeah. And a lot of people that I've talked to over the years, they're like, there's not a difference between men and women. And I'm like, yes, there is. You know, we internalize it more, I think, than men do. But we also believe, you know, society's, you know, conditions that were assigned, you know, we're the inferior gender, we're supposed to be the nurturers and the caretakers. So therefore, you know, stuttering makes us unable to do those things. And men don't think about that, right? Men just, you know, power through.
Yeah. Actually, for me, searching for a job as a mom stutters and lives in the sub suburban area is difficult. It's really tough.
Yeah.
There's
not many options sometimes for women in general, but if you know, have a difference, if you stutter, you know, people like automatically assume that we can't do this or that. You know, and again, it goes back to that bias that people have, because they just don't understand stuttering. And I also want to just add that through all the conversations that I've had through this podcast, I've interviewed 240 women across the world. And it's almost a universal theme that, you know, women feel more anxious, women feel the need to overly compensate, you know, we want to be perfect in everything else because we're not perfect with our speech. You know, and like I've heard that, you know, often. So one of the things that we often talk about in these conversations is, especially for women, we need to be kind to ourselves, you know, and practice self-care, right?
Exactly. We need to judge Sells less. Criticize less because ritually do the the impossible, like juggling motherhood, family, and the career and school and speaking and getting prepared to this speaking situation is really inspiring to do all of these together.
And you know, I don't think a lot of people understand how much women and women who stutter do to keep it all together, right?
Right.
It doesn't always work. Now I, you know, we're gonna have to wind down soon, and I feel like I could talk to you forever. But you know, I'm really interested. You mentioned that you did studies, research on mindfulness and compassion. Why? Where did you come up with that?
Actually, I did it to choose a topic for my thesis, and could have been in psychology or economics and but at the same time, Nan, my friend, sent me a blog about mindfulness and the stuttering and therapy. So I learned that in my school there was a Stop. Mindfulness researcher. Professor. Naval. Levit Bin Nun. And she gave me the chance to do it, and we did one of the largest studies that done in as well with one participants.
Wow.
It was
wow.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. Yeah.
Was it published?
Not yet, but we will submit it to the Journal of Fluency.
Oh, that is so exciting. So,
yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Hopefully I can read it. Hopefully it'll be in English.
Sure. In English, of course, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to that. And you must be so proud of yourself, too. Wow. You've accomplished so much. And I'm happy that you mentioned your friend Hanan, because he is a friend of mine as well. But more importantly, he's a friend of the stuttering community. And we're so lucky to have him, in our community. He's a good role model.
Exactly.
Now,
love you, Hanan.
Yes, we both love listening. Yes, we both love
listening.
Now, you said that he kind of acts as your mentor.
Yeah. Knows everything about stuttering and the question.
He's wonderful.
He knows everything.
Well, I hope he listens to this, and
he will.
Here's us talking about him. Last point. Do you know a lot of women in is Israel, or the Israeli Stuttering Association, that stutter?
Yes. Yes. They are amazing, and They do. Views and talk to parents and mentor teens and kids. They are amazing.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful because it's not, you mean, it sounds like Israel is very forward thinking. I'm meeting with a group from India on Saturday. They've asked me to give a talk on women who stutter. And in India, women do not voice, you know, their opinions. They don't want people to know that they stutter. And in India, yes, it's very, but you know, it's, I've heard it before in like, you know, different countries, how disability is, treated and looked at. But you know, the people that I've spoken to in India in preparing for this talk, you know, have mentioned that women who they call it stammering there in India find it very hard to date, find it hard to, you know, try to find a spouse, and they just shrink. You know, they don't, you know, so it's nice to hear that women in Israel are taking part in educating other people about stuttering, especially parents, because when their kid starts to stutter, they're probably scared.
The first question that parents groups usually how do I make this go away, and they get it, like truly get it, but a lot of times type of thinking leads to the kids suffering.
And many times suffering inside in silence, right?
Exactly. I've been there, so. So I know what it's like to feel that you're letting your parents down, like stuff.
Well, look at you. Look how you turned around, and you're just this incredible role model. And
Thank
I,
you.
for one, am so happy to, have met you and, heard your story. And you're going to be such an inspiration to other women who stutter. And let me just add, I can hear the smile in your voice when you speak. And,
Thank you. It's a beautiful thing to hear. Like, I'm glad you say that. It's very nice to hear.
But thank you so much for being on the show today. I just feel so honored that you were here.
Thanks for inviting me. It was fun.
Yes, it was.
Really
And
fun. Yeah.
yeah. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.
Na na na, na na.